Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Government doesn't care about you or your children or your rights or your welfare or your safety. It simply doesn't give a fuck about you. It's interested in its own power. That's the only thing, keeping it and expanding it wherever possible. Personally, when it comes to rights, I think one of two things is true. I think either we have unlimited rights or we have no rights at all. Personally, I lean toward unlimited rights. I feel, for instance, I have the right to do anything I please. But if I do something you don't like, I think you have the right to kill me. So where are you going to find a fairer fucking deal than that? So the next time some asshole says, gee, I have a right to my opinion, you say, oh yeah, well, I have a right to my opinion, and my opinion is you have no right to your opinion. Then shoot the fuck and walk away. Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck. Yeah. Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the house on election day. I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
Exactly, folks, that I had nothing to do with. Episode 159, Search Reality, call this one Election Day, because Tuesday is Election Day. Welcome, Brandon, UGS. How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? What's up? I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on again, man.
Hey, it's an honor, man. And I want to pick your brain a little bit. We've been posting in these fucking stooge groups. That's what I like to call them, because they're full of fucking voter idiots. They actually think their candidate is for them. Now, if anybody listened to what George Carlin just said, he hit it right on the fucking head. So I hope one of you dumb motherfuckers calls in. Please hit the lines. 714-409-0548. I want you to explain to me why you either think Hillary or you think Donald Trump is right for this country. And myself and Brandon are going to do our best to tell you why both of them are not, because they're both crooked pieces of fucking shit. And if you can't see that, obviously you've been indoctrinated beyond the fucking point of mental rehabilitation, sadly. But I can't see how anybody would. I mean, it's like, okay, you guys maybe say pick the lesser two evils, but it's like, man, how can you? You know what I'm saying? How can you pick the lesser two evils? Like, on one side, you know all the crooked shit Hillary's done, all the fucked up trails that were left behind, people missing, people died mysteriously, all the fucking money from Saudi Arabia. On the other side, you got Trump with all his ties to Russia and grabbing women by the pussy and all this shit. I'm a father. Okay, I'm a father of a daughter. I have a wife. I have a mother. I had grandmother, great-grandmother, you know, wonderful women in my life. So I got to look at that aspect of it, too. You know, like, do I really want that guy to be in office? But really, Brandon, does it even matter? Does it even fucking matter? Because it's going to be just a different puppet in front of the same system.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the difference is one of them, like the Democrats usually, they play good guy. Like, they say the right things, you know, they say the right things, they make you feel like they're behind them. But, like, there's a song by Dead Prez, Saigon, and it says, "Now I'm anti the Bush agenda, but I remember it was Bill Clinton that took welfare." You know what I mean? And that just shows you, like, when the average person thinks of the Clintons, like Bill Clinton especially, they say cool-ass dude. Like, you know, he was on Arsenio Hall, and you know, he's always in the public. He's a nice guy, you know. But they don't pay attention to all the shit he did behind closed doors. You know, the prison.
Not to cut you off, Brandon. We got a caller. Not to cut you off. Sorry, brother. Let's see. This is 770. Who is this?
It's me.
Oh, hey. Elaine, how you doing, Elaine?
I'm fine.
We were posting. I was telling Brandon we've been posting these stooge groups, try to get one of these goofballs to call in and try to explain to me why they think Trump should be president or Hillary should be president. And we said that we're going to try to explain to them why neither of them are capable.
Exactly.
You know, because there's so much dirt on both of them. But sorry, go ahead, Brandon. What did you say?
What I was saying is, from somebody, like, I don't belong to either party at all. And, like, my whole life, like, I've paid attention to it, though. And it always seems like the Democrats, they say what you want to hear. They try to be the good guy. You know, where the Republicans, they say, you know, like, they're always the ones that say something to people, you know, either take out of context or it's something you don't want to hear, or it belongs to some kind of ideology, whether it's religious or whatever like that. You know what I mean? So it's like a good guy,
supporters,
bad guy.
Or KKK, usually, militia. I mean, Republicans to me are fucking idiots, and so are Democrats, both alike. I love what Jesse Ventura, you know, he had a book that came out a couple years ago called Democrips and Rebloodlicans, where he compared them to the Bloods and the Crips, because they are street gangs. These guys, they make money off illegal banking cartels. They have people rubbed out whenever they fucking want to. They rub elbows with the mafia. They endorse child slavery, sex slave rings. These are fucking monsters. So for anybody to say I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, you're endorsing everything that I just said. You sick fucks. Pardon my language.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I had to get that off my chest real quick. I need to tell it how it is, right? You know what I mean? I need to tell it how it is. You know?
You're right, though. I mean,
unfortunately,
it's just insane how passionate people are, and they're closed-minded, too. Look how many people are saying, I'm a lifelong Republican, I don't like Donald Trump, but I'm voting for him. Like, what the fuck kind of sense does that make? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, why? Like, the lesser of two evil thing, that doesn't work for me. And this whole campaign thing is just, it's who has less bad against them. Like, that's how they fought this whole thing. I don't even know what either of them stand for anymore. It's just who has the less bad shit. And that's it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy to me.
Who made the less stinky poo poo? That's pretty much what we're looking for.
You know what I don't like about this is that people are trying to force other people into voting for somebody that they don't like. Okay, I don't like neither one of them. And all you hear is about, neither one of them said anything worth listening to. The only thing I heard this whole election term was about sex. Bill Clinton did this.
Yeah.
Donald Trump did that. Okay, here's the thing. Why would you even want to support someone that's having sex with 12 and 13-year-old kids?
Exactly.
You know, but they don't even want the truth to come out. So Donald Trump and Bill Clinton both was on that sex island with Epstein, right? Epstein had... Yeah, a rapist, and he went to jail for 8 months for this, for having these little girls there, and Bill Clinton and Donald Trump both was on the 747.
And
look, when they were going into Haiti, you know, and after the earthquake, they were sent over there to rebuild Haiti, with billions and billions and billions of taxpayers' money. They went over there, stole the money. They're going to build a trench or something close. You know, Haiti is the richest, number one. And you want to know why the people are so poor over there. You know, they're the number one richest country in the world in oil, diamonds, titanium, and everything else that you can think of. And instead of Hillary Clinton and them going over there, Bill, she took a brother, gave the contract to her brother, and he goes over there, they go over there, and they go outside of where they need to be working at, and they're over there trying to steal oil and diamonds and whatever. The Haitian people were left. Hillary went over there, built two hotels for her friends, or three. She built herself a mansion over there. She built herself two soccer parks for when her friends come into town, they had some type of activities. You know what I'm saying? So in the meantime, the Haitians are over there living in cardboard boxes, man. You saw that Matthew Hurricane thing? This is how she left. She devastated those people over there.
They did similar to somebody using like a cancer foundation to make millions or something. They used that crooked foundation to get millions of dollars while those people suffered, like you said, living in cardboard boxes, fucking malaria and all kinds of horrible diseases.
After the hurricane,
they just left them. But on the other hand, you know, like you said, all we hear about on this campaign trail is rumors of sex and this and that. We don't hear any of the candidates addressing the Flint water crisis, like you said. We don't hear them talking about Haiti. We don't hear them talking about anything that is important. All we hear them talking about is slandering each other, pretty much. This one did that. This one said that. This one gets Saudi money. This one gets Russia money. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah,
but these stupid morons eat it up.
Yeah, I heard them talk about China, Saudi Arabia, Russia, all these places, but I don't hear about Flint, Michigan. I don't hear them talking about Haiti. You know, like, I don't hear them talking about none of that. Like, what, you know, everything's just war shit and, you know, all that. But
exactly.
What about the people we can help? You know what I mean? What about the people we can help? So that no matter what, they're all, like, whoever wins, we're just telling you bad shit's going to happen. It's just war, 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 fuck everything else, war, war, war.
And here's the top thing. Now you have these white supremacists coming out saying if Donald Trump loses, then there's going to be war between the KKK and the black community. If Donald, he better, in other words, they're threatening you, telling you that you had better vote for Donald Trump. If he lose, then they're coming after black people. I mean, really? When you hear some stuff like that, why would I want to vote for people like that? You're not going to coerce me into voting for nobody, and you're not going to threaten me. And then they want to know who you're voting for. It ain't none of your freaking business who I vote for. That's personal, that's private, and it ain't none of your business. I don't have to tell you who I vote for before, and I don't have to tell you who I'm voting for afterwards. And then your friends, everybody gets mad at you if you don't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump.
They get mad at you. I saw another video, too. It goes the other way, too. There's this guy. It's got almost 800,000 views. Where he says he's going to commit suicide if Trump wins. He says if Trump wins, he'll kill himself. He's in this video. He's crying his eyes out like a baby.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Because he's mentally
retarded. Well, first of all, you might as well vote Hitler here.
Yeah.
You might as well, because with black people, if Trump wins, you're putting lynching back on the table. Let's tell the truth, and this is why you're not hearing a whole lot of stuff. He's totally Adolf Hitler. Totally.
Well, yeah, I saw a thing where they compared a lot of the stuff that Adolf Hitler said before he got in the office, and they compared it with Trump. It's identical. But you know what, though? Once he is going to be an Adolf Hitler, but you know who already is? You know who beat him to the punch? Hillary Clinton. She has a trail of blood all the way from here that wraps around the world several times over.
And that's
so
exactly true. She's
either way, we're screwed.
Responsible.
Either way.
Anytime you have someone out here that allows the allows the slaughtering of millions and millions, over 60 million babies since 1973. That's right.
Yeah, she's
over
she's
60
a,
million babies. And now what her latest thing is with this abortion thing is that if she's allowing mothers to have abortions with full-term babies. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, full-term babies.
Full-term
babies.
Why would I want to carry a baby for 9 months and then you kill it? And then on top of that, here's another one. She's allowing babies to be born that's been carried for 9 months, and after they have been born, what you're doing is you're snipping them in the spine and shooting them in the heart. With poison. Get out of here.
Yeah, she's a monster, too. I mean, it's one of those things where either way you're screwed. Either way people are going to suffer. And it's horrible. And also, like you said, the backlash after Election Day is going to be crazy. I expect a lot of fucked up shit to happen in the next few days for sure.
That's right.
There is already, you know, every day, but I think it's going to be real crazy over the next few days, that's for sure.
After that election, man, we don't know what we're going to be faced with. We don't know.
No.
You know, because a lot of people are running out here voting for both of these people, and they don't know what they're voting or who they're voting into office. The whole thing, this is a demonic thing, and now I just read last night where Hillary and them are believing in voodoo.
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, really?
Bill Clinton is a regular at the Bohemian Grove, which is a homosexual
drinking blood.
Yeah.
And what was Hillary's top agent's name? The one, Wiener's wife?
Yeah, that guy.
She had a satanic dinner. Yeah, and she said she wanted milk. It was mixing sperm and breast milk and blood. You know, I mean, this is real shit we're talking about. Excuse my terminology. This is how sick these people are.
Nasty.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the what type of dinner it was, but this is what Hillary Clinton and them is involved in. And I can put this, I can send you the article. I can send you the article right now, and this is part of the WikiLeaks.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that they have. And, you know, Trump, he's trying to conceal everything. He's trying to conceal a lot of his, his tax records and all different business ventures. It's like
his relationship with Russia.
Yeah,
Russia
exactly.
gave that man millions of dollars. Now what? And then did you hear what he said? He says, "I know more about ISIS than any of the generals."
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
He said that our generals are stupid, and then he came out the one day, like a week after he said that, and said he was laying out his plan to fight ISIS, and he said that he's going to give the generals 30 days to come up with a plan. Motherfucker, you just said they were stupid. Now you're leaving.
And you
hurting.
Just said it. You know more about them than anybody, than the generals. So that means that you are part of that, whatever it is, because he admitted
that. Look at the security detail he had. He had some presidential security detail rush him off stage like he already was the president. And did you see that swift getaway they had? They swooped him up and got the hell out of there in seconds. You know,
I mean, really?
This guy has power. This is like the game of Risk, because on one side you got a woman with so much power that she literally is probably the most powerful woman in the world. And then on the other side, you got this big business tycoon that has all these connections and all this power. It's like a duel to see who has more fucking power. And what they're going to do is they're going to turn us all against each other. Well, not us, but the idiots that fall for it. And you're going to have mass chaos because of these two morons.
Well, here's the thing that people don't really understand, okay? Now, some people is elected into offices, but the president is selected.
Yeah.
Okay, now what people don't realize is that look at Hillary and look at Trump. Look at the relationship that they had, and look how Hillary's husband encouraged. I think he's working against Hillary. He encouraged Donald Trump to run against Hillary. The thing is, Hillary is already the president.
Yeah.
Because
she was selected
by the one percenters, you know, like these, the World Bank and all these people like that. She's already the president. And that's why she ain't worried about nothing.
She probably,
you know, and the thing
took back seat for Obama It's like, here, let Obama go first, then we'll give you four, or we'll give you eight after he's done. And then they got something worked out probably with Trump. Don't worry, we'll get you in next election. I mean, yeah, it's all rigged. Remember, we had that girl who played the audio who linked every one of these people to the same bloodline, going back to some
king in
England.
And
so,
they're
going to keep
their people. They're going to keep their family. This is a family deal. And they're going to keep them in office regardless. This whole thing here is rigged, and it is a scam. You know,
yeah.
And here's another thing. I'm going to tell you something, which I do believe. I do believe that there is not going to be an election. You know, Obama is going to get another term because what's going to happen is we're already in World War III.
Yeah.
The only people that don't know about this is the American people. So what's going to happen is he's going to call in the martial law.
Yeah, it's coming. It's so close. I think this is Mook. Hey, Mook. Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, maybe it's not Mook. Is this Mook?
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Hey.
Oh, this is Will? Where are you calling
from,
Will?
Yeah, how you doing? Calling from North Carolina.
Okay. We got people over there in North Carolina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just worried about things like you guys are, listening to you
guys.
The outcome of
this election is going to really, it's going to be crazy. Either way.
I agree, man. And my question to you is, and your audience or your host, is what can we do as the people to, I'm like y'all, I don't vote. So what can we do to make a change, because we've done it one time in 1776. Is it going to take an armed revolt? There's power in numbers. Can we, the people, take back over our system again?
I'll tell you what it's going to take, and it's going to take a lot of work to get there, unity, because they're playing these divide and conquer tactics. They got us divided through race, religion, every which way you can think they got us divided and separated. As long as we're scattered out like that, we can't form a line. So if we can't form a line, they're going to flank us on both sides, and they're going to surround us, and they're going to fucking incinerate us. You see what I'm saying? If we can come together and have knowledge and have some type of unity and communication and camaraderie where we can trust each other as human beings and individuals, we will be able to overthrow these bastards. But until that happens, man, we're fucked.
Like they say, a peaceful revolt doesn't do anything. A peaceful protest doesn't do shit. You can stand outside the White House all day.
What's happening to the poor people in the pipeline right now? They're getting beat all the time,
in jail.
All day long.
And people don't remember, like, the Kent State incident a long time ago, back in the days before my time. I think it was the 70s. People were protesting, and they fired on them and killed people for protesting.
Yeah.
People don't think about stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, see, they did that in the 60s, too, when, because blacks just got the right to vote, I think it was like 1965, and they fought that, and they, did some of everything to make sure that they did not get the right to vote. So my thing is that this is one of the reasons why I tell people, especially black people, get out there and vote, because your ancestors died for your right to vote. You get out there and vote. If you don't vote, your one vote might matter and might have kept the wrong person. Your choice of who you want to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for like everybody else tried to tell me,
No,
but you've got to
make that
decision and make
yourself.
A difference.
You're right.
Right.
You're right, Elaine.
You've
got to make that. It's my decision and the caller's decision to not vote, just like it's your decision to vote for whatever candidate whoever you want to vote for, or vice versa. But the system is rigged.
Vote with
it is
conscience.
On both sides. The one thing with Trump and Clinton both are telling the truth is when they both say that it's rigged. Well, yeah, it is. You're part of it being rigged, both of you. You know, these people were friends. They were friends for years.
Trump was, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, there's videos of Trump saying.
As a matter of fact,
she would make a great president. You know, she would make a great president. She was the best Secretary of State ever. And this shit's only like 2 years old, 3 years old when he said that.
Yeah, so this could all be just a scare and a scare and, you know, kind of like a tactic to make, you know, it's all in. Whether he gets in or she gets in, they both win. It's all a mockery. And another thing I've seen lately, guys, is I'm from a military town. I'm not military, never joined, but I'm from Fayetteville, which is right around Fort Bragg. And I talk to a lot of soldiers every single day. And they're saying, like this martial law shit speaking about, if the military would turn on the American citizens right now, if they had the military behind them, they would already have did it. The majority of the military, the younger guys, yeah, they can get them in there, they're gung-ho. But there is actually training now going on to fight against the American people on U.S. soil. And the only reason they haven't took out their plan yet is because the majority of the soldiers will not turn on the American people. But, yes, and I agree with what she said, that Barack Obama could possibly be a third term, because you can look for some big shit to happen here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, there's going to be a default or something, because, you know, he's got a trial coming up where he's accused of molesting a 13-year-old girl, and then the FBI just dropped that email probe against her, but you know they're going to bring that up again, or some other kind of crazy thing, Benghazi or something. So either way, I think whoever gets elected is probably going to be impeached anyway, eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here is what happened here with that 13-year-old girl the other day. She was about to have a press conference, but they had to drop that press conference because she was threatened. And people are not talking about that. And you have to remember, look at how many more women, 14 other women has come forward since that, without talking to her, talking about this 13-year-old girl, and you ask her why she didn't come forward, because he threatened, if she ever told anybody, that he was going to kill her family and he was going to kill her. So she said, I came forward now because I'm not afraid and I'm a stronger person. But see, when you tell the people, the public, what's really going on, they get angry with you for even mentioning. And they say, oh, that's a lie, that wasn't him, that was Clinton. So, yeah, Clinton and him both were at, sex island, Epstein's island. It was both of them. And then on top of that, remember, I don't know if y'all listened to the elections, the first two debates when Donald Trump was up there, he had the drain. He was dripping so bad, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I'm finding out just the other day that this is what was going on at this, at the sex island, it was cocaine and young girls.
What was the name of the high profile Hollywood lady that was in the WikiLeaks emails that was with Lady Gaga and all them drinking the blood and stuff? I can't remember her name for nothing. I'm trying to think of it now because she mentioned it earlier. I heard her say that, and I'm trying to think of the girl's name.
Oh,
is it Alvadonna?
Right.
Alvadonna. No, well, see, Lady Gaga, and then they go to this thing where they lay a body. I don't know if it's fake or real, but they lay them in like a bathtub looking thing, and they all take their spoons and dip the blood out of it. Yeah, this all satanic, Zionist, Illuminati shit. They're all in crazy stuff.
Well,
did you see
like
the other day in a rally when it was raining?
Coffins and jerk off in front of each other. I mean, these people are monsters, and they have all these pedophile rings. You know, definitely. It wouldn't surprise me if they drink blood right out of somebody while they're alive, too. They probably drink each other's blood. I don't know.
Well, I know for a fact that Hillary
do.
Clinton and Bill Clinton is involved in that type of stuff.
Yeah, child pedophile sex ring.
Yeah.
Nasty
stuff. I mean, he's a sex maniac. He's not just a pervert. He is a sex fiend.
Since he's been in the White House, he's going
to
have sex with over 1,000 women.
Here it is. I'm looking at it right here. It's a Ford dinner on WikiLeaks from Podesta to John Podesta, saying the dinner and it says, Marina wants you to come to dinner. It says here, dear Tony, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place.
That's what they call it.
Oh.
Yes. Spirit cooking dinner.
With the blood. With the milk and the sperm.
Yep. Look up
it's
her
like
name
the
if you get a chance.
Cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove with the Big Al Moloch that they supposedly burn an effigy of a baby. So, I mean, this is just insane. This is just insane.
So, yeah.
You know what's crazier, though, man? Not to cut you off. You know what's crazier? You got half the country divided on this. And they don't even realize that both of these people are just disgusting, vile, filthy pigs. They don't even realize who they're voting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, but they'll stop at nothing to complete their agenda with the Dallas police officers that were shot. Them guys doing that shit are all CIA operatives. They are trained people. Regular citizens cannot move like that. Did you see the way that guy went around that pillar and shot that cop? That's a tactic of a special ops person. The regular citizen,
like
you
flag,
and me,
yeah,
are not trained to do that kind of maneuver.
You got to be John
J.
Rambo.
They said
they will kill people to get their agenda. And I really think something's big coming here in the next couple of days. And here in North Carolina, we have a couple groups of people. 50 per group in every county is the militia. And people are training for this. And, guys, I'm telling you, man, if you don't own a gun, you better not buy no more Jordans. You better go out and buy some ammo because that's the only thing that's going to save your ass.
And
well,
that's so true.
Materialism is a disease in this country. Whether it's Jordans or movies, cars, whatever it is that you buy, iPhones. It's a disease because you need to be preparing for, you know, how you're going to keep yourself alive. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, have guns and ammo, stock up on food. People used to tell us that in the 80s. I remember when I was a kid, my friend was telling us that we better start collecting canned goods. And I was thinking, why?
Okay.
You know, why do we need canned goods?
A good
my mom's got plenty in the cupboard, you know.
Remember when Hitler disarmed his people over in Germany? That's the same thing that the Obama administration about two or three years ago started talking about giving up your arms. And remember when people were running out in the street taking their guns and they was giving them cash for their guns? That's when this stuff really started. You know, but first, in order to conquer a people, you have to disarm them first, right?
Yep.
Stalin did it too.
I wanted to add something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Like the homies from North Carolina just said, you got to stop buying Jordans and all that. And that's something that I think is designed. And that's why you see, like, all these athletes get all money. Like all this money and stuff, I hate to shout out Saigon again, but he said something today that's 100% true. He's like, man, they don't care about how much money they give you because everybody just gives it right back. You know, like everybody's
right.
So materialistic, they just give it right back. So what do they care? They're going
to,
you know,
everything.
That's why they have these sales
everything
coming up
you
here
buy,
in a couple of weeks.
Everything you buy is taxed. You go to work, they tax you on that. You go to the supermarket, you're taxed on that. You go to the department store, wherever you go, they get it right back, like you said, because they take it back in tax.
And look what's going to happen, day after Thanksgiving. You're going to see people just going into stores like maniacs for materialistic objects that don't mean nothing. What are those same people going to do when the food runs out? They're going to go and they're going to fight over the water. I've seen it happen in Boston on the news when they had a big water line break over there and the water was bad, so people had to go run to the stores and get bottled water. They're fighting over the water. And look what's going on in Flint right now. You know, they could easily repair every single pipe in that city by sending people over there. you know, from different states. Just like when 9/11 happened, people from all over the place, people from every state was going over to New York to help out. They could do that in Flint and have that whole city with brand new pipes and water filtration, all that. But no, they're not doing it. They're not doing their job. They're doing these stupid,
and they're not telling the people. They're not telling the people like that. You know, like here we have a bad drought. In some places, we don't have enough water to last 15 days. I'm telling you, we haven't had rain and God knows when. So there's a big drought, and what we should be telling the people right now is to stock up on food. If your electricity goes out, get you. They have these things that runs on batteries. You need to buy plenty of batteries.
Generators.
Yeah, you need to buy. Generators. You can go to Walmart and you can get these little flashlights that run on batteries. They're they're solar too. Get you some solar lights to put around. You know, you need to get your canned food, stock up on canned food, stock up on water, because you're going to need these things. You have to have something to survive on for at least 72 hours.
Well, you're going to have it to where you don't go out in public, because I'm on the East Coast when Hurricane Matthew hit, and I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
that was a small storm. And when we tried to go out in public, it was fucking pandemonium. Like, Walmart
Ooh.
Closed down. Walmart was not letting nothing but 3 people in at the time. And you
wow.
talk about something like that, imagine if the power went out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the time. People
yeah.
would die.
And what they don't realize, the first thing that these, when these terrorists come over here, the first thing they're going to attack is your power.
That's one
yeah.
thing
yeah.
you got to do. You asked the question earlier, what can we do to stop these people? Another thing you can do is you have to get off the grid. I just saw a thing, I don't know how much it costs, but I saw a thing the other day now where they make shingles that are, they work as solar power. So they shingle your whole roof with them. You never have to have anything other than those shingles to keep you powered up. You're completely off the grid. You know what I'm saying? We got it, and plus there's wind turbines you can get for the price of an iPhone. You get a couple of them, they'll power your house. You got to get off the grid, because if you're dependent on the grid, and like the man on the phone just said, if all that shit fails, what are you going to do? You're going to be left in the cold,
right.
especially during the wintertime. I remember last year or the year before, the coldest day in winter, power went out in the whole town for like 3 hours. Nobody knew what was going on. We were like, oh shit, you know, this is not the day for this to happen. The pipes are going to freeze. Yeah, I mean, it's best to be off the grid. You know, that's another way. Boycott too. Boycott these stores. Don't buy into the people that are the lobbyists behind these crooked politicians, the people that own them.
Like Walmart.
Don't buy these designer clothes that have child slaves make them. Not only in third world countries, right here in America, there's slave labor rings right now. You know, a lot of the fancy clothes that people buy are made by little children. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things we can do, but we got to get these people on the same page. And unfortunately, they're all, you know, pretty much brainwashed.
Another thing you can do if you own a grill, if you own a outdoor grill, in case the power do go off and you do have to heat up something, you better go stock up on some charcoal.
Well, I got this company sells food online, and I've been buying some food here online, and they got stuff that stays good up for a year. It's nasty shit.
Yeah.
But MREs also. Go to a military surplus store and buy them MREs. If it works for the military, it's going to work for you. Yeah, I've been buying MREs, and I've been pretty much selling all my other bullshit and buying guns and ammo and water filters. They say you can suck water out of the pond and it'd be good for you to drink. But it's coming, and people call me crazy, but don't come knocking on my door when you ain't got shit to eat, because you ain't getting nothing.
I agree with you. Now, Hillary gets in office, we know it's going to be a total disaster. Now, here's what's going to happen if Trump gets in office. Brandon just sent me this. Thank you, Brandon. A comparison to Adolf Hitler. Okay, Adolf Hitler used racism to rise to power, proposed mass deportations, promised to make Germany great again, blame Jews for Germany's problems, thought Jews should wear special IDs. Donald Trump thinks Muslims should wear special IDs. Now, the whole Muslim thing, I'm going to tell you the problem with that. We went into a hornet's nest, and we stirred shit up. And first of all, we killed the people that were keeping things in check. Was Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein evil dictator pricks? Yes. But they kept things in check in the Middle East. They kept, there wasn't all these terrorist groups. I mean, you had Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and different, you know, groups, but not to the level of what you see now. So we went over there, and you think about this for a second. Let's say you're a Palestinian boy. You're 5, 6 years old, like that little boy in that photo. You see your whole family get wiped out, your mother blown to pieces right in front of you, and you're injured, you're hurt. You grow up, what are you going to want to do? Where are you going to want to come? You're not going to care who did it. Any American citizen, you're gonna look at them with hate in your eyes. Stupid leaders did this. It's coup. It's called a coup because what we do is we go into these countries and we gain their resources. We've done it in South America in several countries.
We sure did.
And now we're raping and pillaging the Middle East. So we got the people of the Middle East viciously angry at us. You know, and we didn't do anything. You and I didn't do shit to them. You know, it was our crooked, corrupt, so-called leaders. Corporate owned.
Yeah, and then on top.
I want to add that.
Yeah, and then on
corporate
top of that.
Owned.
And then on top of that, here's one of the most devastating things that I've read lately was how our military goes over there in these countries, over in the Middle East, and they rape the little boys in front of the moms, man. I mean, and then some of this stuff is in Africa. Some of this stuff is sitting on the UN's desk right now, and they refuse to do anything about that. Can you imagine raping little children in front of the mothers? You know, that's how bad we are. When we go over there, we are terrible people.
I agree.
And we come back over here like we didn't do anything like that. You know, that's bad. We have people are hating us because of something that somebody else decided to do and they don't do nothing about it. Nothing is done.
Well, this is what I got out of the elections. The point of why I called, you know, pretty much, I know we've been talking about everything else, but I predicted this and I've said it over the past year. If Trump wins, the left or the Democrats, they're going to be violent, and it leads to the rest of us asking for martial law. I mean, you got cities are going to burn with riots and looting. Trump's going to call for a national emergency, deploy a National Guard, devastation across urban areas. You find yourself in a shooting war with the government. The same applies if Clinton wins. The supporter, Trump supporters, who been beat up on, spit on, attacked, I mean, they're going to unholster their weapons and start shooting. It escalates quickly into like a open warfare between. You got Hillary supporters and armed Trump Second Amendment people who basically figure they got nothing left to lose anyway. They got screwed, so why not fight to save America? You know, it's
crazy.
And that's what scares me. It scares me, man, because the elitists and they just don't care. They're incapable of retaliating. You know, Trump supporters, the elites and their supporters see the Trump movement as like toothless. You know what I mean?
Said that if Trump lose, what they were going to do.
Either way.
Threaten
on both sides. There's going to be violence either way. And just like Bernie Sanders, his supporters were violent too. I love that video when they were beating the living crap out of each other because they thought half of the people there were Trump supporters when they were all Bernie Sanders supporters. These people are nuts. They are completely mind-fucked because of CNN, Fox, and all these other stupid news networks that are owned by these very bastards that they're voting for and the people that own them. It's just crazy how easily the human mind could be infected. I can't see that. I mean, props to everybody on the phone here for having your third eye open because we all see the bigger picture. And there are a lot of people. I mean, people are starting to see the bigger picture. Alex Jones, I used to really like that guy. I liked the stuff he did with Bohemian Grove and how
like
he exposed the satanic cults. But lately, you could tell he's pro-Trump. You know, I get it. Hillary is evil and nasty. I get it. But come on, man. Alex
he's
Jones
is trash now. He always told us
that the system was run by big corporate elite, by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. He always said that shit. Then why the fuck is he all of a sudden for this one particular candidate? There's something bigger behind
I'm
that,
glad
Alex
to see
Jones.
That.
Yeah,
I'm glad
yeah,
to
Trump's
see
in
that.
New York. Hey, Trump's in New York, man. He's ran by the Zionist elites, too, because if they didn't like him, he wouldn't have what he had. Okay?
Well, they're
yeah,
they
own
their family.
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
He's family
I mean, they
Hillary,
say this.
Remember?
You're not going to get rich unless you sell your soul to the devil, is what I was told. So,
that's right.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it, you know? You know what I'm saying? Look, man, if until we get rid of the Feds, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is all fraud. We have no gold system no more. You know what the guy told me? A big investor told me this, and he's a rich man. And he broke down crying to him. He said, you are in part of a slavery that you never know. He said, when you go to the bank, if you get a loan for $20,000, they give you $20,000 out of thin air. They don't give you no money. They make a – when
so
they go over to the Federal Reserve, when the federal government goes over to the Federal Reserve and says, look, we need – $200 billion. They make an extra $200 billion to cover the $200 billion they just got. You see what I'm saying?
They're the biggest gangsters in the world, man.
Right. There was a big case where the guy actually took the mortgage company to court and won the case. He got a loan for an $80,000 house and proved that they didn't give him that money, and he didn't have to pay him back. We're all controlled to believe that shit. We all pay taxes. If we quit paying taxes, and that put a dent in their shit. You know what I'm saying? And but the IRS, every three-letter organization, government organization is corrupt. FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS, anything.
Oh, yeah, NSA, TSA, all those are pedophiles.
All of them.
Groping little children. Oh, man, that's... And we were talking
about
2011.
Edward Snowden is looked as a criminal, man. Edward Snowden is a freaking hero.
Genius, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and seeing what happened, that's what happened with him. He tried to tell us, you know, and they tried to make him out of a criminal. But he's not. I look at him as being, I don't know, I think he's a hero.
Yeah. Well, he's behind these WikiLeaks.
I agree.
Trust me,
with
he's
guys.
Sitting over there in Russia right now, packing our shit.
That's the thing. That's another piece of the puzzle that we need to defeat these people. We need more people who are willing to, you know what, leave the posts and realize that, you know what, I'm not going to do this to the American people. I'm not going to do this to these foreign governments. I'm not going to go and blow up this Syrian school full of children or this hospital in Afghanistan and kill a bunch of innocent people. Or I'm not going to do these false flag operations here in the United States. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that need to fall into place that in order for us to turn this around, but people are just so mind fucked. It's just got to the point where how do we even convince everybody that what we say is real? Because you know it is. I know it is.
Well,
yeah,
how do we convince all these other people?
Well,
you got
just
military
had
guys.
To... Go
you got
ahead
military
on.
Guys saying, I went over there and fought for my country. I went over there and did this and did that. And I was like, dude, you're over there killing innocent people for what? And they never have
an
answer. They never come up with an answer. I'm like, dude, you just murdered a bunch of fucking people for no reason. You know? You're not going to do the same
for
them. They've been the same for 200 years.
How is it my freedom? How is you killing that little kid in that poppy field going to help my freedom?
We're not.
You know, all that's
going to
do is make him and his relatives get mad and want to come over here and kill me because you killed his family. You killed civilians over there. Now they're going to want to come over here and kill civilians. They're going to even the score.
Well, they are predicting that the day before the elections, they have already predicted that we are under a terrorist attack. The day they said they named North Carolina, they named Texas, And I don't know if New York was involved. It was four states.
Yeah, New York.
They,
and that's all
and then
Obama in office.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you were just saying something that struck me, that you have two police officers over here at the Native American Pipeline, this thing that's going on over there. They actually, because they first of all, they realized what was going on, and these two people stood up for those Native American, for those Native Americans, and took off their badge and said they are not going to kill nobody, because they told them to kill these people. And the same thing with the guy that killed himself in New York. I think it was New York, and he said he wrote a letter and said that he's not. He said he didn't want to be a part of this. He was a police officer too. And he went over there by somewhere in Brooklyn and blew his brains out because he was not going to do what the government wanted him to do.
That's what we need. That's what we need more of. We need more people willing to stand down and stand up for the people. You know what I'm saying? Because technically we're supposed to, you know, they said if you have a tyrannical government in office, you have the right to overthrow that government. You know what I'm saying? And we have the worst government that this country has ever seen. I mean, it was bad in the past, but it's right now they're experimenting on us. Millions of people are dying of cancers and all kinds of things. Children, sex, pedophile rings, and
turning out boys into girls.
Well, if you got money, you can survive cancer. Like John McCain's had cancer for like 50 years.
He survived it. Ronald Reagan survived cancer. I remember he had it for a while. I think old man Bush had cancer. Fuck, Rockefeller's on his fifth or sixth
Jim
heart.
Jim Carter.
Dick Cheney had two or three hearts. They're probably ripped straight out of the chest of a living, breathing person and put into that fucking monster. Oh, my God. Guys, thank you for calling into the show.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
North Carolina, please call in. I forget your name, but please call in. We're on every Sunday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. You're more than welcome to join us.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you brought some good shit, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, real talk. Visit our website, ugsforlife.com. That's UGS, the number 4, life.com. Check us out. We have about another 140 shows.
I'll purchase one.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Take care of yourself.
Man. All right, brother.
Everybody take care.
Good night.
We'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.